Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
There might be a whole bunch of single moms that don't consider you a single mom, even though you consider yourself a single mom.
Wow, it's a lot of single moms.
All right, if you are a single mom, I would like to know your definition of exactly what that is. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, and here's why I ask. So out of nowhere, my girlfriend Amanda hits me up with a text the other day, and just out of nowhere, which is not rare for her or for me, what is a single mom? And I wrote, I think I wrote something like, you're a single mom. And then she writes back, I don't know if I am. I met one and she said, you're a single mom or do you have someone? And I was like, I have a partner, but then was like, I don't know what dictates a single parent. Now in Amanda's case, she and her ex-husband are great co-parents, but they don't live in the same house. So she's taking care of Asa 50% of the time, and Brandon is taking care of Asa 50% of the time with his ride or die as well. So what exactly is a single parent? So we start going on. She said, the person that she was talking to said, I co-parent. So I was like, yeah, I guess that makes sense because, hold on a second, I'm getting all these mixed up. I have a partner, but then I was like, what dictates a single parent? So she was saying single moms get no help whatsoever. That's what would make you a single mom. So she said, I'd never put myself in the same situation as the BBA moms who have no help at all. So, yeah, I guess I'm a co-parent. And she said, each have similar struggles and struggles all their own. And I didn't really know what the definition at that point of exactly what a single mom is. A single mom just someone that's raising it? There's nobody else helping out. No other dollar. You're doing the whole thing yourself.
You're doing this solo, man. I feel like you can, and people joke, like, you know, if your significant other's going out of town and you're like, you know, I'm a single mom for the, you know, the week or the weekend or whatever. But as far as when I think single mom, I think of a mom who has her kids 24/7. So there's no co-parent, there's no child custody where you get any time off whatsoever. You have the kids 24/7 and you don't have a partner to support you. Like, hopefully you have a village that can help you, whether it's like a grandparent or friends or a babysitter. But I know with single moms and the income, that can be very, very difficult. But yeah, a single mom to me is somebody who literally does it all on their own.
All right, so let me ask you this question. Let's say I wasn't in the picture. There was no me and Amanda. It was just Amanda, her son Asa, and then when Asa takes off, he goes over to Brandon's. There's no me. She's not getting any help. Is that a single mom?
I mean, you're a co-parent. I feel like now we're getting down into the nitty gritty. But I mean, when she has him, yeah, she's by herself. But again, she gets a break 50% of the time because he's going to go to his dad's. So I'm not trying to take away from, this is where I think it's going to get complicated, because you're not taken away from the fact that when you divorce somebody and you do, like, you know, splitting custody and only seeing your kid half the time is, you know, a heartbreak in and of itself. You know, being with that child and only with you and not having your significant other there or the partner there, that is, it's all hard. I think it's all a different kind of hard. Before a single mom, nah, man, you're doing all the dirty work yourself.
So you get no help at all. Yeah. Even so, 50% of the time, if you are getting help from your significant other, you're still not a single mom in your definition.
In my definition, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Lee, good morning. You are on The Bird Show. What is the definition of a single mom?
A definition of a true single mom is the situation that I'm in. I was married to, well, my now ex-husband. We have one daughter together. She's 12 years old. I'll be 50 this year.
Hey, congrats.
Great for me. And he had a son from a previous marriage, and his son, his mother is deceased. So when we split up, his son came with me, and I got both of the kids as a treasure, and he owes me $40,000 in child support.
Yeah.
And he has not seen his daughter since she was 7.
Okay.
She'll be 13 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to argue with you on this one. Yeah. That's for sure. That's a pretty good shining example of a single mom right there. Mm-hmm. So then let me ask you the same question here, Lee. Let's say in Amanda's case or other women's case also, 50% of the time you have your kid and you're taking care of them. They don't have a partner. You're responsible for your child 50% of the time. Are you considered a single mom also?
I'm responsible 100% of the time. But no, they're responsible 50% of the time. And no, they're not a single parent because my first husband and I did that. And when my daughter turned 15, I took him off of child support. He had proven that he was all in. He was a parent. And that we were parenting. We were co-parenting. There's a difference. This situation that I'm in, it's truly single motherhood.
Yeah.
You know, I get $0.
Yeah, you're on the Mount Rushmore of single moms.
That's
the shining example right there. So, but where do you draw the line? So let's say the agreement is, let's say, I'm just using Amanda as the example. Let's say Amanda has Asa 3 weeks out of the month and 1 week, Brandon, is she considered a single mom then?
I don't think you have to draw a line.
I've always thought a single mom is simply someone who is raising a child without the help of a partner, mm-hmm. period. Like
nothing.
Like that partner could be the person that you're with now. That partner could be the father of your child who's helping sometime. But if you have no help at all from a partner and you're raising a child, you are a single mom.
To me, that's what distinguishes a single mom versus a mom that's just co-parenting is if you are 100% responsible for this kid 100% of the time, there's nobody else that is responsible for them. To me, that is what makes a single mom a single mom and why we have so much respect for them.
Good morning, Loretta. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi. I love you guys. I'm listening from Southeast Texas.
Thank you.
But yes, I am grandma / mom. I have been raising my grandson for the past 3 years. His mom is not in the picture and hasn't been for 3 years.
So the definition for you would be, again, absolutely no help at all. You're doing it all by yourself. That is the definition of true single mom.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't mess with women from Texas, so yeah. Okay, I'll agree with you. That's 100%.
Fine. Yes, please.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.